It is, yes, the fire committee meeting scheduled for May 2nd. So we'll call it to order at this time. On the next agenda, I need an approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it.
Let me turn my microphone on since I was just reminded to do that. I'm now looking to the public comment section. Is there anyone here that wants to provide public comment? Okay, seeing none, I'll move on. Before I get to item number four, Chief, I want to congratulate the fire department on the recent graduation of a good-looking group out of the fire academy. I know you're excited to get them on board. I know our citizens are excited to get them out there serving the town. Thank you for that.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I'm going to move on to item number four, is to review and approval regarding automatic aid agreements with the surrounding communities. Chief, I'm going to turn it over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. So I want to give a brief history on why the agreement is structured the way it is. As you've seen in the agreement, there's five departments in there, and the question may be, well, why are we entering an agreement with Johns Island, per se, that's way across the county? Those five departments first entered into agreement in 2014, and they've really built a solid structure of response and shared resources and automatic aid over that past 8 years, shared guidelines, things of that nature that we've looked at and really agree with. So that's the reason that we're not just entering into agreement with, say, the city of Charleston that we border. It's something they believe in. It's something that they don't want to just enter into a unilateral agreement with us. They want us to come into that full auto aid group. So that's why it's structured the way it is. And for us to really respond all the way to Johns Island, that would be pretty rare. I really believe, and looking at it through the dispatch center, that most of the response is going to be shared between the city, where we share those borders at the city, at Daniel Island, at Clements Ferry 41 area. The likely scenario would be kind of a domino effect. I mean, we may go respond to the city for coverage, but us going all the way to James Island or Johns Island is not likely to happen. So that's kind of the history of why we're asking to go into this agreement with the five agencies and not just one or two. Isle of Palms is not included at this time, but in talking with their new chief, he is interested at some point. We feel that they would be a valuable asset to add, but they're just not quite ready to enter into it. Another question is, why now? Why has it taken so long? We really wanted to look at this. It took some operational changes on our end as well, through training and some guideline changes. And we wanted to wait until the time was right. And looking at it, talking to all the chiefs, we've studied it a lot, looked at the dispatch center, and we believe now is the times. And that's where we are with that agreement. What call types are we doing? It's not going to be all call types. For now, we're looking at just structure fires, at vehicle accidents and vehicle fires because of our shared roadway. So no medical calls, no fire alarms. So that will reduce our chance of being pulled down to the city or other areas. It's really just those bigger type calls and those shared resource type calls that we feel that all entities can benefit from. And we really do feel strongly that this is good for all the citizens, not just ours, but those citizens in the other jurisdictions, that we can potentially get units on scene quicker. For instance, a fire down in this area, we will receive several units from downtown, and that will leave our northern districts like the Dunes West, the Carolina Park stations in place to respond to calls in the rest of the town. So we believe in it. We think it's something that will benefit all citizens. And really the only way to know is if we trial it. We've looked at it on paper. We've run scenarios. I feel really the only way to see if it's beneficial is to actually just to give it a tryout and see how it works. Happy to answer any other questions about that, but I know we've talked about it multiple times, and I think y'all are aware of what our goals are, but happy to answer any other questions regarding that.
Okay. I'm going to ask legal before I ask you questions. Do we need a motion to take this to full council? Or Mr. DeMora, can you tell me that, sir? What do you need from us?
This will be council.
Right, so you would need a motion from us to push this forward. And before we ask questions of the chief, we'll make the motion first, then we'll ask the questions.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'll make the motion that we recommend to full council entering into this automatic aid agreement.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Now we'll have discussion before I call for the vote. And if my committee members will indulge me, I have a couple of questions I want to ask prior and maybe some of yours. Because, Chief, thank you again for taking the time to have this discussion with me.
Sir.
And I spoke to some of the other fire chiefs in the area as well, and they've all said the same thing to you. This is going to be force multiplier well, I mean, I use law enforcement or military, where you're going to get, you can bring more assets, training experience to bear. So one of the questions I've been hearing from some of our constituents is, and I'll use the example, you and I talked about this, Chief. You have a fire on Daniel Island. We pull Bell Hall. Who's covering Bell Hall? That they're concerned, or their houses covered? Can you tell me how that coverage works? Or tell this committee how that will work,
sure.
Chief?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good, valid question. So for now, that's done manually by the battalion chiefs, and that's all relocations throughout the county. If we go for a mutual aid call now, it's up to our battalion chiefs to kind of backfill and spread our resources throughout the city, our city, our town. And the same with if we request units over here, it's done manually. We call to the city and say, hey, we need these stations filled for coverage because we're currently working a structure fire. We're working towards getting that done automatically through a software program that we're looking at a county level, to where if resources are pulled, it automatically reallocates those existing resources that are in service to those stations. So to answer your question, currently it's going to be done manually by our battalion chiefs to kind of fill in those locations to make sure we have maintained coverage, but we're hoping soon in the future it'll be done automatically through a software program, similar to what EMS kind of does now for relocation of assets.
So what I'm hearing for our residents is they'll be covered.
Yes, sir.
They'll be taken care of.
Yeah, no different than if we have a call now in town and, you know, it takes three or four units to handle, say, a vehicle entrapment or something. It's up to our battalion chiefs and even those captains on the trucks to say, okay, I need to go cover in the north end because they're currently tied up.
And Chief, I know you mentioned that specific call right now. And one you and I talked about is we probably have the best paramedic unit around, hands down. And I'm not sure some of these other departments do. So can you tell us that? Because what concerned me when you and I talked, I want to share with my committee members, us being pulled for those medical calls, because we have, you know, the very well-trained folks to go there. What's the mindset right now with responding to medical calls from our units?
Right. So we are the only department currently that staffs paramedics on our trucks. The other departments are to that EMT basic level, and they still can provide a lot of medical care, but we are at that little bit higher level of advanced care. So that's the reason right now that we're just looking at building fires, at vehicle accidents, because that's where you really need those shared resources. And even though the city is pretty close, it'd be unlikely that they would get pulled over to us for a medical call, and probably a similar situation distance-wise for us to get pulled. But it is one of those things to where we want to make sure that what we're sharing is equal. And we feel that just broaching it with building fires and vehicle accidents and vehicle fires is a good way to kind of see where we are. And then in the future, as they grow in their capability, then maybe some additional talks about responding to medical. But for now, we're staying in those arenas of the fires and the vehicle accidents.
Okay. My last question, I'll turn it over to my fellow committee members. We talked about training and equipment familiarity. That's something that you've already been doing or will be doing going forward, doing some joint training?
Yes, sir. So we've trained in the past together, but we've really ramped that up over the past several months, just introducing the crews together that work on similar shifts. They've invited us over to their simulation lab where they run scenarios for fires. Our battalion chiefs have been taking part in that every Friday for the past several months. And I know a lot of the crews have meetings coming up, and a lot of them are familiar with each other just from training at a county and state level. But yes, sir, that's going to continue to ramp up. And just as we get to know each other, as we run calls, participate in their joint trainings and things of that nature.
Any questions or comments from any committee members? Mr. Chapman?
Mr. Chairman, I've advocated for this for most of the time I've been on council. I personally had some discussions with Chief Curia in Charleston, and he thought it was a great idea 2 years ago. And I'm so glad that we've gotten to the point where we can do it. And I'm anxious, and I understand the new Isle Palms chief has got to get his feet on the ground. And not only that, they've got a new mayor, a new council, so that might take some time too. So I'm really happy that we're to the point where we can get started with this automatic aid agreement.
Mr. Chairman. Yes, sir, Mr. Rambo.
Can you just remind me, from a very basic level, someone in downtown Charleston calls 911, says there's a fire, or they smell smoke, or something like that. The way it is currently, then dispatch calls the city of Charleston Fire Department or on the radio or whatever, and they respond. And then if it is a full structure fire, they need help, then they call us to come help. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
So the way it'll work now would be somebody calls 911 down there, they say it's some sort of fire or smoke or whatever, and we would get called at the same time and just immediately go before there's an initial assessment?
That's exactly correct. So right now, it's the difference in mutual aid versus automatic aid. So mutual aid is, we agree to send resources, but they have to request them. The automatic aid through the county dispatch and the computer aided dispatch is going to pick those X number of closest units to respond to that call automatically and initially. So yeah, there would be no additional radio traffic or lag time for them to say, oh, you know what, we might need Mount Pleasant, or for us to say, oh, we need the city to help us. It's instantaneous. And when that first unit gets there, if it's something that's a pot on the stove, it's as simple as canceling them on the radio. They turn around and they go back. But the advantage is getting them en route at the time of the 911 call and not having those 3 or 4 or 5 minutes delay for us to call on the radio, get them sent, all those things. So yes, sir.
I guess I just, in my mind, just worry about the boy who cried wolf kind of thing. And you send people over and then all of a sudden there's a huge fire, a real fire here. I don't know. You guys are the experts, so if y'all are recommending this, I'm going to roll with it. But that's in my head, that's what I worry about.
That's a valid concern, and I think that's what this trial period is going to show. Like, if that's constantly happening and we're constantly out of place and we can't keep up, then maybe automatic aid is not for us, and we go back to what worked before with the mutual aid agreement, and there we are. Or we may find that, hey, wow, this is really beneficial. So I think that's a valid concern that we want to make sure we look at during the trial period.
Okay, thank you.
That was my concern as well, but also echoing Mr. Rambo's thoughts, you know, this is something you think we need, then I'll definitely support you. And I love the collaborative view at training. I think that's going to be super cool. I always think about the fire department being such a family, so extending that family to include surrounding areas is going to be, I think you guys will enjoy that too.
Yeah, and I agree. You know, they have experience that we don't have. We have some things we able that, you know, they may not have experience. So I do agree that's where a lot of the value is, in just those relationships and that training and, you know, stuff that's worked for them, that stuff that hasn't worked for them, that we can learn from.
Thank you.
And Chief, to Mr. Rambo and Ms. Corwin's concern, kind of what we talked about, one of my first questions, if that unit's automatically dispatched, you're already working on backfilling the empty stations to make sure they're covered.
Sir.
That's correct?
Yes, sir.
And that's done right now, like you said, through the battalion chiefs, but hopefully eventually through our CAD system, and it'll be automatic.
That's correct. Right now it's manual. It's done by a person, but we're hoping to get to the point where that software can do it automatically, and it's even quicker response than if it's done by a human.
Yes, ma'am, of course.
And it wouldn't be an extra, like, added burden on the battalion, on the staff, right, to have to answer. So instead of one truck going, now there's two. So we're just, that's not a concern from anybody, that we're just overworking or no?
No, because I think it's going to be, it'll equal out. So in the past, where maybe the north end would respond down here, they're not going to respond to the calls down on the south end because the city's going to pick some of them up, but they will pick up calls on Clements Ferry. So I do feel it will even out and nobody's going to be overburdened. But again, another one of those things that we want to make sure, like, one station or two stations aren't consistently getting multiple calls a day to where they're just, it's more than they can handle. But that's also part of that examination during the trial period.
And Chief, I'm sorry, I should have asked, when do we want to implement this? When will this come with all the agencies working together? Do you have a timeline?
Yes, sir. So we're looking at a July 6th start date.
Okay.
Just not because of July 4th, the dispatch center, right. It's hard for them to start it. So July 6th is when we're looking at.
And then Chief, probably expect to hear from me, maybe to come back 90 days or so. Report,
yeah, absolutely.
To let us know how things are going. That would give us a good idea. Hopefully you'll have a feeling by then, but we'll
yeah,
talk.
Yes, sir. That.
Any other discussion or comments from my fellow committee members? If not, I'm going to call for the vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? The ayes have it. And looking at the agenda, unless we have no other business, we stand adjourned.